All right. Took them out of the pads today. Kind of the last install of training camp. Worked again some situational type of stuff, and then now we turn total attention to Minnesota. So we're excited about getting this 2014 season started, and I'm really looking forward to watching this football team go out and play on Friday night. So. I think all our guys are excited about it and ready to get this thing rolling.
What can you tell us about who is going to get the reps and how many first team offense? I can already tell the answer you're probably going to give me, but is it a set amount of plays or is there something that you want them to accomplish? You want them to have a...
All these things can change based on how the game goes, but we'll put the first team out there for a few plays and see how things go. And I really want to get, I want to get the ones some work, but I really want to have an opportunity in this first preseason game to see a lot of these young players go out and play. So, with all these preseason games, you're trying to use this, as an evaluation process, part of the evaluation. And it's a big part of the evaluation. It's one thing when you watch them out here at practice. It's another when the lights come on and they have to play a real game. And, there's no coaches out there helping them on the field. They got to go out and understand the situations, know exactly what to do. They got to be able to use the techniques that we're asking them to use. And then they got to go out and compete. And so it's a great time to evaluate our players.
So, well, Matt Schaub, do you have any set thing for him in terms of will he play the first quarter?
We're going to put him out there. Everybody that's healthy will play in the game, and we'll kind of evaluate that as it goes.
And how does it count for what a player does out here and in the meeting rooms as opposed to in a game?
Well, all of it's part of the evaluation.
But I
equate it to when you're in college and you take a midterm exam or a final exam. Those are always weighted a little bit more heavily. So what they do in a real live game situation is probably going to carry a little bit more weight than what they do in practice. But all of it's taken into account.
Did Osborne have surgery today?
Yes.
Is there a timeline for him yet or not yet?
No.
Which knee was it?
I'm not going to get into that one.
Even though Matt is a veteran and probably doesn't need as much preseason work, is it important for him to, do you think, to just get back on the field and start the process of putting that?
I think it's important for all our guys, because this is a totally new team. It's a new season. Everything starts back from ground zero. And really, we're going to use this process to evaluate all these guys on what they do moving forward. It's really not of relevance what they've done in the past. It's really about what they do for us moving forward. So I think with all our guys, it's important that we get off to a good start.
The guys What's on the offensive line that you aren't sure about at this point, will they get an opportunity to go with the ones? Will they kind of cut into the playing time of the other guys? Who are the ones like a Gabe?
You might see a little bit of that in the game again. We'll kind of see how some of those play out. I mean, obviously, the twos and threes are going to get more reps in this game, probably than what the ones are going to get. But we want to be able to have at the end of this game, we want to have a lot better feel for where we are as a football team.
Speaking about this game's backing up with left guard right now. And last week, you had when Austin was out, he was over at right guard. Do you see him kind of being your primary swing guy on both sides?
Well, I think that's where he's at right now, but I think we got to let that situation play out. We still got a long time before we open up against the Jets. So, if he's not the starter, then he's got to be able to be a swing type of player. Backup players have to be able to perform, multiple roles to have them, have the ability to be active on Sunday. So, again, we'll see how this thing plays out. What we start with, today or in the game Friday night, that may not be how we start the season. there's a lot of factors that play into that. You know, performance plays into that. Injuries play into that. So I wouldn't want to get too far ahead of myself, you know, and start predicting, you know, what we're going to do when the regular season opens up.
When you're dealing with McFadden and Jones-Drew, do you want to limit their exposure to a hits, given that they're veterans, they kind of know how to go about their business?
Yeah, well, you know, I want both of them to play in the game. Okay. I want both of them to get a couple of touches in the game. You know, we'll see how many that is. But again, this is a, you know, with all these new pieces to the puzzle, you know, we need to see what they do for the Oakland Raiders. And, you know, those are, you know, two of the pieces to the puzzle, but there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of new players that we have, and we need to see them go out and perform, and they need to work together, you know, because there's a lot to be said about, you know, getting out on the field and having a good feel for what the other 10 guys around you are doing.
This is the start of what could be a tough stretch physically. You have two games, then you have those Dallas practices. Obviously, you can't shelter your guys, you know, all the time, that they need to get out there and do it. But are you at all concerned about so much physicality in such a small period? Or
no, not really. I mean, you know, we're going to be smart about it. We're going to, but we, you know, things happen in the game of football. Football's a tough game, and the only way you can get ready for the regular season is to play the game. So, you know, we'll be smart about it. But you know, you got to. You know, I'm a firm believer that to get ready for the regular season, you got to work. So those guys will play.
Dennis, what have you seen at the shop? What do you like about what you see from
him? Well, I mean, I like having a veteran quarterback back there. You know, he's very smart. He throws the ball very accurately. He throws a nice catchable ball, and so you know, I've seen a guy that understands how to operate the quarterback position. He makes good decisions with the football, and he's got a lot of confidence out there throwing and running the offense and taking on a leadership role. So I'm very pleased with what I've seen, you know, of Matt Schaub up to this point. So
I'll be more in verse, compare and contrast. What each guy does well, which guy doesn't work out?
Well, I think both of them are good young players, and both of them, you know, they're really kind of in the same spot. You know, Miles played, you know, and started for us 2 years ago. CO played last year, and Miles really, you know, was relegated to kind of spot duty because of the injuries, and he never was fully healthy. But I think both of those guys are good football players. You know, Miles is a tough, physical, hard-nosed player. CO's probably got a little bit more athleticism, but I think both those guys are very capable starting linebackers in the National Football League.
Dennis, obviously Trent Edwards hasn't taken many reps in camp, but what has he brought into that quarterback room in terms of getting these guys prepared?
Well, again, here's another veteran guy. He hasn't got many reps, but he's been in all the meetings. He has experience. I think he does a good job of you know, somewhat being a sounding board for some of those quarterbacks, and I just think he's got a, I think his just his demeanor and the way he goes about doing his job has been a positive in that quarterback room. I'm glad we have him, you know, and I think he's been a good addition to our team.
Without Osbury there, obviously you need guys to step up. Beyond Mike, with the, you know, Liam Hart and Casa, how could they maybe fill in more in that pass catching role? It seems like, you know, maybe blocking. Look, what do you think about how those guys have been doing? Are they capable of stepping into a bigger role?
Well, that's to be determined. Okay. You know, I think that's why we play these games. You know, to get an opportunity to look at those young players and you know, see what happens when the lights come on. You know, you come out here and you practice and you kind of you see a lot of the same things over and over, really both sides of the ball. You know, so you kind of get a feel for what's about to happen to me, and so it'll be good to see them go out and play against a different defense and a different scheme, maybe see some things that they haven't seen before, and see how they're able to apply their rules and adjust to you know, what the other side of the ball is doing.
Osbury gets scoped, or they have to dig in a little more than that?
I haven't got an update on that, but he had a procedure, and that's really all the update I have, really.
Just to clarify, because you said surgery earlier, was it surgery or was it a procedure? For technicality.
I'm not sure what the difference is.
Medically, there's a difference between procedure.
I don't know. You'd have to ask the doctor what the difference is.
You mentioned young players that need to.
Is there anyone in particular that you're looking forward to seeing play live in the first game?
I'm looking forward to seeing them all. You know, I mean, again, I'm looking forward to seeing the veteran players come out here and play. I'm looking forward to seeing the young players come out here and play. I mean, that's how you find out what you have as a football team. So, you know, I don't know that there's any one guy that I'm, you know, really more excited to see than anybody else. I want to find out about our football team.
Anyone not finish practice today that started?
No, everybody finished.
Did you have any updates on McGill and Mady and their injuries?
I don't. Mady rolled his ankle yesterday. I don't think he's going to be able to play in the game. I haven't got an update on McGill, so I'm not sure exactly what his status is yet.
What was his injury?
I believe he's a groin.
And as far as like TJ Carey, you had mentioned back in mini camps, he wows you every day and he's been making plays out here. What do you expect to see from him in the game?
Well, I'm hoping I'm going to see the same things that I've seen in practice. You know, I'm hoping I'm going to continue to see him, you know, get his hands on the football and be productive for us. We're going to use him in a lot of different roles. You know, he'll play inside in the nickel. He'll play some outside. He'll also go back and play some as a punt returner. So he'll have multiple roles in the game. And you know, I feel confident that I'm going to see a lot of the same things that I've seen in practice.
Check with him in the same boat as Carey, and he can do a lot of different things, corner as far as.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Chimdi's been a good special teams player. We play him primarily outside at corner, so, you know, probably a little bit different. But, you know, Chimdi's a guy that he's fought his way into role in the nickel defense. And so I'll be excited about seeing him go out, you know, and play against a different group of receivers and see how he does.